Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is the CEO at Exhibition, Eitan Attir. Eitan, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. So Israel's first commercial Israeli single malt whiskey is arriving in South Africa. First of all, tell us about what's it called, and then I want to talk to you about the process of getting to this point.
No problem. So the M&H Distillery stands for Milk and Honey Distillery. Is Israel's first whiskey distillery. Mm-hmm. We are producing single malt and only single malt and other great gins. We're established in 2012. We set the distillery in the heart of Tel Aviv, that, as you know, is the vibrant startup nation city, very culinary scene and mm-hmm. other amazing things. And we are producing the single malt. The distillery was set up for export use, meaning the Israeli market is very important for us, but it's not our main market. We are selling now in 20 countries around the world. And also in South Africa.
Yeah, I'm very excited. In fact, I do have a bottle of M&H Milk and Honey at home, and I haven't opened it yet. We go on holiday in December, and that's one of my that's one of the whiskies I'm taking with me to give it a try. When I do open it, what can I expect?
So we are producing a single malt in a very traditional way, but on the other hand, with some of our twists. So we use double distillation pot still, but with our innovative, part of being an Israeli. So we use a lot of different kind of casks that some of them are, you can source only in Israel as red wine casks from wineries around Israel, or we are using terroir. So we are aging most of our casks in Tel Aviv, but we also have warehouse around Israel. Some of them in a very exotic places, the Dead Sea is, as you know, the lowest place on earth. So you're going to get the lowest whiskey on earth. It's going to be very smooth, mellow, our classic single malt. That's our first edition that you can get in South Africa, is very drinkable. It's very Scottish, flavor, a lot of vanilla with honey, and I hope you're going to like it.
Yeah, it's quite ambitious, isn't it? Because it's very, very traditional. I mean, the fight has gone on between Scottish versus Irish. Then the Japanese, of course, got involved, and they produced some magnificent whiskies. I certainly have tasted some Indian whiskey that's also interesting. But it's an industry that doesn't easily accept new kids on the block.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. So for 100 of years, five countries were in charge of 95% of the whiskey around the world. So you mentioned a few of them. But in the last 10 years, there's a revolution. People are more interested in trying new things from new places that are going to, represent new flavors, new techniques and things like that. So it is very ambitious. We are the Israeli first whiskey distillery. But I can tell you that nowadays you can get amazing whiskeys from Taiwan to Israel to Italy to France to Germany to any place around the world. It got a little bit more affordable, and people are looking for new stories. So our huge advantage of producing whiskey in Israel is actually our climate. So we have a huge advantage of, around 300 days of sun and humid in Tel Aviv. So the whiskey is maturing much faster in this condition. So after 3 years or 4 years of aging, you can get whiskey that's much more matured, ready to drink. And I think because of these stories, because of this different kind of raw materials and places around the world to mature whiskey, people are getting more and more interesting of whiskey around the world. So this 5% that was 5% is now more than 12% around the world of selling. So it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Incredible. It really has become a very, very big and interesting market. And South Africa, amazing that this is now available here in South Africa.
Yeah, for us it was, the journey is so fun. 12 hours ago I was with Zoom with Brazil, and now I'm with South Africa in the morning of Israel. And it's, for us, it's amazing that we can tell the story around the world. And actually reflect Israel in a really nicer, I don't know, view that we get around the world in the media. And for us, it's like, it's our mission. So in South Africa, you get our classic whiskey for now. Mm-hmm. And we have another series of whiskey we're going to call Elements. We're going to have sherry finish, peated cast, and also red wine cast. And you are on the way with a sherry cast as well. So there's going to be two of these SKUs going to be available. We have a great distributor, and we are really looking forward just to visit you. We are not flying in the next year. We always love to see our customers around the world, but and I don't know, next time we can fly, you're going to be one of our first flights for sure.
Absolutely. We count on that, and I would love to have you in studio just to chat about that. So good luck, and what an amazing story. That's the CEO of At Exhibition, Eitan Atira, talking to us from Israel about the world's first commercial Israeli single malt whiskey now available here in South Africa.